You're listening to the Heroes Podcast Network.
Hello, all you friendly forest users out there. It is Ian from Echo Station Podcast, and I'm joined by my lovely co-host, Chris.
Hi, guys.
And we are here because we are very, very excited to announce that we are now starting Season 2 of Padme's Closet. We have moved out of the palace. I know. We moved out of the palace, and now we're in our lovely senatorial apartment on Coruscant.
Yes, and we've got our own license for our own fashion.
Yeah. We promised that we would do Season 2 and Season 3 of the show. Season 2 would be Attack of the Clones. Season 3 would be Revenge of the Sith. So right now, we are just starting Season 2. We're going to tweak things a little bit than what we normally do with our past season, because we realize that as much as we want to dedicate a full episode to each outfit, it's hard.
There's so many outfits.
There's so many outfits and so much to talk about. So we're condensing it. We're doing two outfits per episode, with maybe doing our favorite outfits, you know, as one episode. Like, you know, we had our top favorites for episode one, episode two, and episode three.
Yep.
We'll also have the same for this one, and we'll have the same for the most hated outfits, too.
Oh, boy.
Because I have one that I really, really hate that everyone else just loves.
Oh, that's funny. I'm curious.
Yeah. And it's gonna be probably a shocker for a lot of people. But before we do that, we need to address a few things. One, as you probably know, the U.S. is basically on fire right now.
There is a lot of turmoil. Absolutely righteous turmoil.
Totally, yeah. It's very, very sad, and we at Echo Station, as well as the Heroes Podcast Network, we support all the protesters. We support the protests, and we are with you in spirit. You know, some of us even have gone out to protest ourselves. So you just know that everyone in those protests, you are all in our hearts and minds, and we love all of you, and we stand united with you.
Absolutely.
Some other news is that we officially on Twitter have reached over 100 followers.
Woohoo! Thanks, guys.
I know. I'm very, very pleased. You guys, a bunch of you retweeted our tweet asking to gain more followers, and we did. We now have 121 as of right now followers. But if you're listening right now and you aren't following us on Twitter at Echo Station Cast, you should be getting on that, because we tweet a lot of stuff.
And we're planning on doing something special, as we also talked about on Twitter.
Yes.
In celebration of hitting our 100th follower.
Yes, we are not quite sure yet, but Chris and I have both discovered that we have a bunch of Star Wars stuff that we are very willing to part with.
Oh, yeah.
And so we're thinking maybe doing a little giveaway, sneak a few things in there that are special to us, to a few lucky followers or one lucky follower. We don't really know the logistics yet of it, but as soon as we know something, watch for our Twitter feed. We will tweet stuff out and all that good stuff. We'll tweet maybe some pictures of some prizes you'll win. Maybe there might be a few surprises in there that we don't tell you about. I don't know. We're sneaky like that. We're like little scavenging Jawas. We're going to scavenge around our rooms and throw in a bunch of Star Wars stuff.
Are they sneaky? Aren't Jawas sneaky?
I mean,
how can you drive around the giant sandcrawler and be sneaky?
I'm sorry, have you seen them? They're very sneaky little creatures. They're very much a sneaker.
They're very loud and rude. Oh, that's all I know.
And sneaky. Loud, rude, and sneaky.
Okay.
Trust me, they're sneaky. I mean, they're not like, you know, you won't see like an assassin Jawa, but oh my god, could you imagine?
Assassin Jawa? I want to like see a Jedi Jawa. I mean, if the Force can, you know, pop into anything, I want to see.
Could you imagine a Jawa with a lightsaber?
Well, would it be any more ridiculous than a Yoda species?
I feel like yes, because they're kind of stupid too, and they don't really know what they're doing, so.
They are kind of weirdly dumb.
Yeah. Like, you know, they're going to ignite it and go, Ootini! And then, you know, God knows what's going to happen.
Yeah, then, you know, they would, like, look down the barrel and ignite it.
Exactly. Like, I think I trust a lightsaber with a Porg more than a Jawa at this moment, but, you know. Which, oh my gosh, did you see the meme of Baby Yoda? Like, it's the image of him on the speeder bike and he's all smiling. And then the next image is of a Porg and he goes, Chicky Nuggies.
Oh, no.
It's so wrong. It's so funny.
Oh, no.
Oh, hey, it made me tee. Baby Yoda,
guess what I got for my birthday?
Is it more Baby Yoda merch?
Oh, yeah. Shout out to my mom for the best birthday gift she's given me since high school. She got me the, what is it, Hasbro? Mattel? I don't know. The life-size Baby Yoda.
The one that's, like, electronic?
No, not the electronic one. The regular one.
Oh, cool.
It looks just like him.
Well, now I'm gonna have to come over to your house and, like, play with him.
It's so cute. I kind of just, like, want to stick it in a baby backpack and just walk around with it all the time.
Okay, well, now you're gonna be one of those people that we don't associate with. And Chris is being replaced, guys.
I could do that at Celebration. Nobody would question it. Nobody.
That is true. But walk, you know, downtown where you are right now, people might be like, lady.
Oh, there's crazier things to be seen.
All that is very true, and I've seen some, and they haunt my dreams still.
But yeah, it's incredibly detailed, very lifelike, super cute. I absolutely recommend getting your hands on one. She, like, pre-ordered it the moment she saw it, apparently.
Oh, yeah.
Which is awesome, because I was gonna save up and buy one for myself.
Well, there you go. That's money saved for something else.
Yeah, and now I keep looking at it and trying to decide if I want to take it out of the box or not, because I'm weird like that. But it's snuggly, and I kind of want to snuggle it.
You could, if they have some, like, the puppeteers at Celebration, you could get it signed by some of the puppeteers.
That's a good idea. Oh, just it's saying. Not that big. I should totally bring it to Celebration. If Celebration happens, I should totally bring it to Celebration.
Yep, keep it in the box for now. Also, I have to give a huge shout out to a Twitter follower by the name of Gira Hood.
Oh, yeah.
Who just did this amazing Ventress commission for me.
Incredible
artwork. And it's absolutely gorgeous. Follow her on Twitter. It's her handle is at GeiraHod. She does a lot of commissions, different characters. I have Overwatch commissions from her. I have Star Wars commissions. I'm getting an X-Men commission done by her next.
All of her stuff is beautiful. When I see it, like, when I'm scrolling through my my Instagram and her artwork comes up, I'll look at it and I'll be like, oh my gosh, that's beautiful. And then I'll see her name and I'll be like, well, yeah, duh.
Okay. Right. So, like, how in love are you with that Ventress commission?
It's so awesome.
I'm very happy you like it, because, surprise, it's for you!
What?!
Yeah, it's a happy bladed Star Wars Day gift.
Oh my god! You spoil me.
I do. It's because I like being to spoil people.
Oh, I love it! Oh my gosh! Thank you! That's Yay. A great surprise!
Right?
Aww. I'm gonna cry.
And so I'm like, oh, what can I get Chris for Star Wars Day? I'm like, well, oh, I know what I can do. Aww. Get her some Night Sister stuff.
Yes.
So, yeah, I'm going to get it downloaded and printed out and all this good stuff, and I'll get a frame for you and everything. And when eventually I see you.
That.
No, it's fine.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. I'm very happy I got to surprise you with it on air, because, like, when I tweeted it out, I was like, oh, shit, she's going to see that.
But I never would have guessed it was for me.
But I'm like, oh, wait, no, she doesn't know it's for her. I can still be sneaky as I twirl my mustache. Okay, yeah, so that's all the Star Wars stuff we have going on right now. That's all the surprises we have right now. Yeah. Don't forget, follow us at Echo Station Cast to, one, see that beautiful commission that I was just talking about, 2, to figure out when we're going to do our giveaway and fun surprises that way. And 3, just to follow us and catch up on a bunch of Star Wars stuff.
Yeah. Ooh, hey, maybe we'll do an art piece for a giveaway.
Maybe we will. Who knows? So let's get down to brass tacks. Like we said, right. Padme's Closet, Season 2. We are in the Senate. We're in the thick of it.
Attack of the Clones. We all grown up now.
Attack of the Clones, 10 years later, even though Natalie Portman still looks basically the same.
You know, those Naboo jeans.
Yeah, exactly. So, and like we said before, we're going to do 2 outfits per episode. So this outfit, we are covering her pilot disguise that we see her briefly in, and then her loyalist dress, which is the beautiful purple dress with the very questionable hairstyle. No, it's questionable. And we know this movie also has a bunch of deleted scenes with her in it with a bunch of different outfits as well. We sadly won't be covering those because they're deleted scenes and they're only in it for, you know, maybe 30 seconds. So it's not, you know, we can't really do a whole lot on those.
Yeah. Well, you know, we could do an episode of all of the deleted scene episodes.
We might. Also, as a side note, if you want to see all the really pretty deleted scene outfits, go check out Keldar on Instagram because she's drawing every single Padme basically in existence.
But Keldar is probably, like, the most definitive Padme cosplayer on the planet.
Yes, and it's K-E-L-L-D-A-R, so go check her out as well. But let's jump into this, shall we?
Yep.
So, her pilot disguise outfit. What do we think?
I love this outfit. It means business. I mean, it's a pilot's outfit. You know, it's she's in disguise as part of the, you know, Naboo Air Force, Space Force, whatever you want to call them.
Space Air Force.
And, you know, it's a no-nonsense, although it still maintains that little bit of, you know, Naboo decorative touch to it. But it, you can
the only decorative touch is, like, her belt buckle, and that's it.
There's a belt buckle, yeah. They, all of the, all the pilots, I think, of a certain rank, because there's, like, more than one, I feel like. Can't be.
But her belt buckle is, like, very feminine decorative.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, they have, there is some inscribing to the others, now that I'm looking at it. But it's not like hers. Hers is very reminiscent to, if you're familiar with the very last outfit that she wears alive.
Oh, her purple battle outfit?
No, in Revenge of the Sith. The travel outfit when she goes to Mustafar.
Oh, the burlap sack one.
Yeah, that one. That is a very similar design. I think it's supposed to be like part of her Naboo family crest or something.
Oh, cute.
I want to say. I feel like it's.
Which, if you're in disguise, maybe not wear your family crest.
Yeah, maybe not wear the really ornate belt that.
Is a dead ringer for.
Yeah.
So basically, it's just a pilot's outfit, but cut to a more feminine shape.
Yes.
And she has her decorative belt and her hair, though. Let's talk about her hair real quick.
I love her hair in this. It's super simple. It's probably, like, one of the most simple.
She has, like, 18 braids.
Yeah, so she gets, it's parted in the center. It's flat. There's no volume to it. And then it's cut into, they're not actually braids. They're just low sectioned ponytails that are sectioned.
Oh, they're not braids? I thought they were braids.
No, they're these, they're like, I think they call them bubble ponytails. Because you bubble it up section by section.
Oh, interesting.
And then they've got these really pretty decorative silver beads.
Yeah, the glow bead clasp things are really, really pretty. I like those.
Yeah.
This hair is used again in the Clone Wars cartoon.
Oh, yeah.
In the animated series, or in the 3D animated series, when she usually wears, like, the pink puffer vest and, like, her beige flight suit. She has this hair that goes along with it. It's very pretty. It's like her flight hair, basically.
Mm-hmm. Oh, maybe she does 2 different hairstyles when she's wearing this. Because now
does
I'm looking at a different photo and she's got braids. Interesting. So, yeah, there appears to be 2 canonical hair versions.
Well, that's not confusing at all.
No, not at all. whatever. I love this hair. It's really simple. Like I could wear this today. It would take me, you know, like,
oh yeah, to do this. It's not a hard. I'm actually surprised I don't see more cosplayers doing this outfit.
I love this outfit, and I've always wanted to do it because I could so easily whip this out.
It's not hard. It's like, you know, burgundy pants, brown black flak jacket, basically, and then
it's
gauntlets
like
and boots.
Burgundy, I want to say suede. They look like riding pants. They look very much like from the waist down, she looks like she's wearing a riding outfit.
Yes, like they're very, very, very tight on her.
The boots are very much like riding boots. They look a lot like traditional English riding boots. She's got this kind of this. It looks like real leather, which you don't always find in the prequel costumes.
Mm-mm.
But the leather on this like vest thing, it looks genuine. It looks real.
Yeah,
it looks like lambskin. Actually, it's really pretty. And she wears that over what looks like a
black turtleneck.
Well, there's that black tactineck, as Sterling Archer would say.
Not a tactineck.
Tactineck. Tactical turtleneck. Tactineck.
Oh, I love that so much.
That's like the first thing. It's probably just like a mock thing. It's probably just a bib. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Considering that the turtleneck itself is ribbed and super bulky looking, and the rest of the outfit doesn't have a lot of bulk to it, and so I think that that's probably just a flight neck piece. You know, like Kylo Ren's neck piece.
Oh, yeah, yeah, okay.
Yeah, I think that's just a separate neck piece. I don't think there's any more to that. And then over that, she's got like a buckskin suede, kind of brown long sleeve with really interesting seaming on it. It's got cool seaming. And then gauntlets and brown gloves.
And man,
there's
that's
a pouch. There's a pouch on her.
Oh, yeah, she has many a pouch.
It's like the ultimate cosplay con.
Here's the thing. It's a, you know, relatively easy outfit to make. You can substitute real leather for fake leather, yada, yada, yada. I mean, I don't know if people don't really like doing it because it's not as ornate as her other outfits or whatever, but it's a pretty simple outfit when you think about it.
I should make this. Why haven't I made this? I should make this.
Why haven't you made this?
I might change my mind about my Padme for Celebration.
Will you do this outfit and then make our friend Luna be like the blown up Corday?
That would be the best photo shoot we've ever done.
Just have her just like laying at your feet.
Luna would.
Because of course Luna wants all the attention.
She would nail it. She would hurt the,
oh, yeah,
the drama. She would absolutely nail the drama in that.
Yeah. Oh yeah, we're gonna make Luna be dead.
Let's do it. I'm all for it.
Follow Luna Flair, everyone, on Instagram and you'll see her die. It's fantastic. So yeah, I love this outfit too. It's a great disguise outfit. You know, it's a cute outfit too. She looks cute in it.
I know, it's really cute. It looks super comfortable too. I think I could use my own real hair for this too.
Oh, for sure. Like, it's not, you know, she's not in like a corset. She's not in like 15 layers of clothes. She's not in some weird headpiece thing. It's just like her helmet and then her outfit.
Yeah. And then I wouldn't even see the helmet and nobody would care.
Oh, for sure. So final thoughts on this outfit.
I love this outfit. It totally reads as like, this is a tactical flight outfit.
You know? Yeah, for a disguise outfit, they did pretty well. Minus the whole, let's put the Padme family crest on there.
Yes.
Like, no, that's just a really big, that pilot's a fan of Padme. That's not her.
It's just a stalker.
Yeah, it's just a stalker that happened. Yeah, oops. No, I love this outfit. It's a great way to start off Attack of the Clones, because technically we see Natalie Portman in Corday's outfit. Like, for a brief shot, we see her. They pan over and it's Natalie Portman in that white outfit because they wanted to give the illusion, oh, that's Padme.
Yeah.
But we didn't really talk about it because, again,
kaboom.
So yeah, I love that outfit. Chris loves that outfit. It's a good outfit. We're going to take a quick break and then we will get to the loyalist dress, right? That's the one it's called.
The internet calls it the loyalist dress.
What does the Bible call it?
It calls it the Senate dress.
Okay. Senate/loyalist dress. dressed? That's not the word. Dress. So we will be back in just an un momento. And we're back again. So we talked about the lovely pilot disguise. And now we are on to the loyalist / Senate dress, which is this beautiful dark purple gown. Absolutely stunning. How do you want to start this off?
Oof. Like, this is Padme coming into her own.
You know? Yes, by the way, if you hear flipping of pages, Chris is reading from her, what's it called?
The Trisha Biggar's, Dressing a Galaxy, the Costumes of Star Wars.
Yes, this is our costume Bible, so if you hear flipping of pages, that's what it is. It's not some weird audio thing, it's fine.
Yeah, so,
anyway,
you can kind of, I feel like she's obviously now having a heavy hand in picking what she wants to wear.
Yes.
That it's not purely ceremonial anymore. This is Padme's taste. It's very much Naboo. Like,
oh yeah.
Naboo is the most extra of all the planets.
And I'm okay with that.
Yes. But this is, I think this is distinctly Padme. It's very mature. She looks like, you know, she looks like a woman. She's a woman.
She's a woman.
She's a woman in this.
And I like, and like, did you watch the behind the scenes stuff for this outfit?
Probably eons ago. Yeah.
So I watched the behind the scenes stuff of the making of the costumes for this, and George and Trisha specifically said that all these outfits that Padme wears has more of a silhouette to them than what her costumes as a queen did.
Oh yeah, obviously.
She has a much more, you know, defined silhouette. They're much more flirty. They're, you know, she's not as covered up as she was as queen.
No.
And you can definitely tell, like, this, you know, this outfit and moving down the line to other outfits, especially the black one that we'll talk about later on down the road. I mean, come on.
And it's a different power statement.
Oh, for sure. So what do we think of this fabric and just the look of this dress?
Oh, it's stunning. This is one of my favorite dresses.
It's like,
of all the movies, this is probably one of my absolute favorites.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I just think it's so, I love the sleeves. It's very medieval, kind of like.
Well, I also didn't realize that the sleeves, like, hook in the back, too.
Yeah. No, it's weird. It's very avant-garde, like, medieval fantasy space queen kind of thing.
And I love the texture. It's like petals on the fabric. I'm not quite sure what they are, but it's gorgeous.
You know who could tell you that?
Who?
That would be Lydia Hartwell, who is actually making this fabric, or sorry, making this outfit, and has the fabric.
Oh yeah, she scored a deal. Like, it is the actual, like, screen-used fabric.
Actual fabric. And it's this weird, almost like petally, leafy kind of burnout velvet, and it's this midnight blue purplish hue. It's just stunning.
When I first saw it, I didn't know it was purple because it's so, like, the way that she was lit is so dark.
Yeah,
that I thought it was like a. Yes, I thought it was like a dark kind of black color, but then looking at all the pictures, it's, you know, beautiful purple.
Yeah. We see her, especially in Attack of the Clones, in all the movies, we see her in blues and purples quite a bit.
Yeah, like, Revenge of the Sith has her mainly in all purples.
Yeah. She wears cool tones a lot. I would say that's probably her favorite color.
Yes, but like, so like, for example, like the shoulders are much more taken in. Like I said, she has a waistline in this. The beading on this is gorgeous. Her sleeves. There's about five or six different shades of purple on this dress, and I love every single one of them.
You know what it looks like? It reminds me almost of a cut. It's like a CEO power suit. In
ooh, I can see that
fantastic gown form.
Ooh, okay. Oh, I can totally see that now.
It's so pretty. I love this so much.
It really is gorgeous. I love it. Love it, love it, love it. I don't think there's really anything bad to say about this outfit.
No. It's oh gosh, and it's got an incredible amount of embroidery work on the sleeves and on the underskirt and just a ton of beading. The more and more I look at it, the more I'm like, oh, Laura, I love you, and oh, you're gonna kill yourself.
Oh, she's gonna, yeah.
Yeah. But I can't wait to see it.
The best of luck to her.
Yeah.
So the outfit is gorgeous. It's a gorgeous purple, and it doesn't have a train like a lot of her other kind of dresses seem to have. Mm-hmm. But I like it. I like kind of how it billows out, but then kind of just stops at the feet.
Yep.
Like, she doesn't need a huge train for this.
Oh, no. Well, she's on business.
No, yeah, and I also love the collar of it, too, because it's really pretty.
It's not
a high collar, but it just goes just at the right length, I think.
Yeah. It's a power suit.
It is. It's
everything about it. Even the back, which has this so
oh yeah, talk about the back, please.
It's so hard to describe what I want to say. So this overcoat thing has these enormous billowing sleeves. Like, they're so big that they actually meet in the back and are clasped to the backside.
Like, biggest stone you've ever seen.
Yeah, with this giant embroidered and beaded brooch and centered on there. So, like, you want to look at her as she's leaving, too.
Oh, yeah. And I also like the, like, kind of ribbed edges she has on the back, on, like, yeah, on her actual
piping,
back.
The piping is
gorgeous. It's really pretty.
Yeah. The every single edge of this is piped, and then it's got these interesting horizontal pipe. There's, like, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, like, 6 horizontal pipes that go from just, like, I was going to say tramp stamp area, but that's a terrible way to say this.
It's a little above that.
Yeah. So, like, waist to the neck is these lines of piping. They're just gorgeous. The whole thing is beautiful. Oh, I love this dress.
Yeah, it's gorgeous. But now we got to talk about the problem area.
Okay, yeah. And so, interestingly, do you want to hear what they officially call this costume in the book?
Yes.
This is the Senator Amidala African Elizabethan outfit.
Oh boy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
there you go.
Take it away, Chris.
Oh, okay. So she's got this interesting collar piece.
The collar piece I'm not mad at.
It's not, and you know what? Without the hair, it wouldn't be as weird.
Exactly.
But with the hair and the collar piece. So the collar piece is very reminiscent of I want to say like Nairobi, but I'm probably getting it really wrong.
It's women. Yeah, women in certain African tribes wear these.
African tribes who wear these long, neck elongating things. And actually some parts of, I want to say the Philippines maybe do this as well.
Mm-hmm.
And they're beautiful. They're beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. It would not be reminiscent of that so much. It would just be like a really large, interesting choker, if not for her hairpiece.
Yeah, so let's break this down real quick. So her hair, we're not even going to talk about her actual hair yet. We're going to talk about the thing that's on her head.
It's like a metal basket.
Yeah. And it's very reminiscent of women in Africa.
Yeah, it's African-inspired. I mean, the book literally says it's African-inspired.
Yeah, and a lot of, like, heads of tribes would wear this, you know, someone of importance a lot of the time.
Yeah.
And for some reason, they put it on Natalie Portman.
Oh, no.
I think, so here's the thing. I think the piece itself is gorgeous.
It's beautiful.
The piece itself is really pretty. should not be on a white woman.
You know, and they did this a lot. All of her, okay, maybe not all, but like 80% of Padme's most elaborate, ornate hairstyles are borrowed from non-white communities.
Yes, exactly.
Whether it's Mongolian, whether it's the Hopi Indian, you know, nation. Yeah. And you know, at least I'll give them the benefit of the doubt that they are upfront about this. You know.
Oh, for sure. Like they know what they did.
This is Mongolian influence. I traveled and saw traditional Hopi dance, saw these hairstyles, and thought, that's so cool. And that's actually what originally inspired Princess Leia's famous.
Right. Style. Like, it's not, you know, I like they're paying homage to these cultures. I like that. That's great. But why on God's green earth did they have to texture her hair that way?
Yeah, it's weird.
It's
weird.
It's, they textured her hair to, I'm trying to find a way to word this that will not come off wrong. Just look at her hair. Just look at her hair.
Yeah. It's a choice. You know, like, what, if they had just put it in that, in the basket, in the hair basket, it would have been fine.
Yeah.
And just normal hair.
They textured it to make it almost look like she has like a little mini afro going on, and I don't like that.
It's so weird.
Again, it's gorgeous dress, gorgeous, you know, details and the hair basket thing we love, but just why did they do that to her actual hair?
I wish there were some really good close-ups. Like, there's a few, but it's just...
Oh, you can... And the close-ups, you can see the texture of it, and you're like, oh.
Yeah.
That's not right. Mm-hmm. That's a little not okay.
No. No, no.
And you're just like, okay, George, what's happening? Other than that, though, we love this dress.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, if I were to recreate it, I wouldn't do it this way. No.
And I told
the basket. Lydia
that if she does her hair that way, I would punch her.
Yeah, you do the basket, but just normal hair.
Yes, and in the, like, Clone Wars, she has a version of this dress.
Whatever your hair is.
Just put it in there.
Do that.
Yes, and like in the Clone Wars.
Change the texture.
No, they slicked back her hair, basically, in the Clone Wars cartoon. There's the dress like this, but it's more simplified, and they put her hair in there and called it good. There's no texturing. Nothing like that.
Yeah.
It's...
Oh, Star Wars.
Like I said, it's the only problematic thing about this dress is her hair, and that's it. Everything else is beautiful and done very well. Like, it's not a bad dress. It's just the hair that is very... And I don't think people really notice it until, like, those high-def pictures started coming out, and you're like, oh.
Yeah.
Well...
Yeah. It's an oof.
Oh, very much so.
It's a big oof.
So yeah, so final thoughts on this dress.
It gets an A+ for dress design. And why the hell did you do that for hair design?
Yeah. That's fair. I agree 100% and I will give it that as well. So yeah, that about wraps us up for Padme's Closet Season 2, Episode 1.
Yay!
We are very happy to be doing this series again because we both love geeking out about fashion. Chris, where can they follow you real quick?
As always, you can find me on Twitter at The Dirt Witch, and I do apologize. Actually, I'm not going to apologize. I'm just going to say I have been very openly political lately, and if you have a problem with that, follow somebody else.
Exactly.
But if you just want to see my cosplay nonsense, you can follow me on Instagram at Chris Jaded. Otherwise, Dirt Witch, Twitter, lots of drama. And Star Wars. Drama and Star Wars. It's my favorite things.
Yay! Do I hear a dog?
Yes. I adopted a dog.
Is that what that is?
Yes, he's supposed to be inside, but right now he's outside, so I apologize.
Oh, Jesus.
He is a hound, and so he's...
Oh, boy.
He is hounding.
Well, I won't leave... I'll leave that in, because everyone loves dogs, so that's fine.
Yes. He's a sweetheart. He's a sweetheart. He's a 5-year-old English coonhound, and he's beautiful. I'll post a picture of him. He's really pretty.
Well, then you can follow me at IRTurner on the Twitters, House of Turner Cosplay on the Instagrams and Facebooks, and then, as always, at Echo Station Cast on the Twitters. Follow us, give us some love. We really appreciate all the followers that we have gained the past week or so.
Thank you so much.
We hope to gain some more. Yes, thank you all for following us. Spread us around. Not spread us around. That sounded weird.
No. Oh, and another
spread
shout
us
out
around.
I want to do another shout out to Pizza and Parsecs.
Oh, yes.
Although they recently changed their name and I'm blanking on what it was. But they are awesome. Go ahead and find them. Give them a follow on Twitter and listen to their stuff. Just fantastic people.
They are. They're really, they were the ones that kind of spearheaded our, No, Pizza and Parsecs, they still have their name.
Oh, I could have sworn that they changed, but I must be thinking of somebody else.
No, it's Pizza and Parsecs.
All right.
Yeah, go follow them because they not only do Star Wars stuff, but they do other podcasts or podcast topics as well. So go give them a follow. Go give them some love. But until next time, guys, may the Force be with you.
May the Force be with you.